Good morning, Sacred Seekers. This is Molly with Madam Molly's. The last couple of weeks, I've talked about how often you should get a reading and how do you know when you need a reading. Today, I want to talk about picking a tarot reader. So how do you pick a tarot reader? That's a really good question, right? How do you pick a doctor? How do you pick a florist? I mean, those are kind of, it seems like a no-brainer, but it's not really. I mean, you've got to put some thought into this process. So here's the first thing. First off, not all tarot readers are equal. That doesn't mean they aren't any good at reading. That just means not every reader is a good fit for you. Some readers are specialists. You wouldn't choose a reader who's great at connecting with the dead if you're looking for more current information. I'm not saying this reader couldn't help you. It just might not be a good fit for a reading about your career choices, you know. So think about that when you're looking for a reader. When you're ready to choose, there are lots of choices. You can choose an online automated tarot program or an app downloaded to your digital device. These are great. I use them occasionally, and I don't see any issues with that. A lot of readers will tell you these readings aren't as good as one divined by a human. Possibly, but someone who's not making a connection with you or hasn't had a lot of practice may not be as good as an automated reading. So, you know, there's that. You have to consider the level of expertise of the individual reading for you as well. I also really think it depends on the client and whether you're willing to be open to answers or not. Sometimes when you're using these apps and online automated readers, the biggest drawback is that the definitions are predefined definitions, and every time you get, you know, the Ace of Cups in a reading, no matter what the question is, that's the answer you're gonna get, and that can be okay, you know. And you can get a great reading that way, especially if you need a reading right now and maybe you're muddled and you can't, you know, reach someone immediately, or you're a reader yourself and you're just not getting clear answers. Sometimes an automated reading can be exactly what you need just to kind of cut through the murky muck of your situation. So, you know, getting back to the whole predefined definitions of these cards, what that means is that you're always going to get that answer for each one of the cards. And there's not going to be the subtleties and the nuances. And there's not going to be a discussion about how these cards relate to each other. And so, you know, unless you're good at reading for yourself, or you want to have, you know, save that reading and have someone else look at it later and give you another opinion, sometimes they can be a little vague or what I would call a canned reading, something that's already somewhat predetermined, even though I do believe that, you know, an algorithm or a logarithm is not any different than shuffling the cards. It's a random type selection process. So a second caution I have about these is that you can easily find yourself asking the same question multiple times in a row. You can, especially if you're in that place where you really gotta have an answer, and the answer you're getting isn't what you want to hear. You can find yourself, you know, shuffling and drawing these cards over and over and over, looking for the answers that you want to hear, not what you need to hear. Another option is to join some tarot Facebook pages and hope you can get picked by a reader in one of these groups when they're offering free readings. These happen all the time, these free readings. Usually these are single card readings, and it can be difficult to get picked. Unless you happen to see the Facebook post moments after it's been posted. I've had a couple of these types of readings, and usually they're pretty good. But like I said, they're usually single card readings, and you've got to be right there in the group when it posts, and you've got to see it, because typically they only take a few people, because as a reader, even if you're only doing single card readings, you're not going to read for everybody that says, yes, me, pick me, I love you, you know, answer my question, I need an answer. And that's the type of stuff that people post to get chosen. And a reader will typically do, you know, maybe the first 10 people. Often I see live readers who, you know, while they're doing a live broadcast on Facebook, they're picking people and reading for them. And those can be really good too, because there is a little interaction. I mean, I'm watching the reader. The reader isn't necessarily able to see me in that type of reading, but there is, it's easier to make an energy connection for the reader and for the person being read. The other thing you need to really consider about this is, this is a great way to get to know readers who are also professional readers, other than just hanging out in Facebook tarot groups and offering free readings. You know, you can get the feel for how someone reads. Even if you don't get a reading, you can see their responses to the different individuals, and you can see, you know, kind of the reviews given. Great, that was spot on, or nothing, or, you know. So you kind of get a feel for that reader, and you can choose to reach out to that person individually and book a reading through them. But the caution I have here is that many of the readers that are doing these single card readings, though they're pretty decent at what they're doing, are what I would call a beginner, and they're still honing their skills. And that's why they're out offering free readings. It gives them an opportunity to read someone. It gives them the opportunity to develop their skills and get some feedback. Lots of things of that, like that. So if you do happen to get a reading in that way, know that you can get a great reading, but it probably won't be an in-depth reading. You'll need to reach out to that particular reader and book an appointment. Or, you know, stick around in the groups and hit and miss and try to get what you need that way. Sometimes you can. You can also get a reading on a psychic hotline or a psychic website. There are a ton of readers available this way. Many of them are excellent readers. I haven't worked on a psychic hotline in years. I did for a little while, and I wasn't a big fan, but a lot of people are. And a lot of people find their regular reader in that way. Just remember that when you're choosing a reader this way, expect to pay by the minute in most cases. Whether you're calling in or chatting or however it is that particular psychic website or hotline does the billing, just know that, you know, you're probably going to be paying by the minute. So, you know, if you're on a budget, the less interaction, maybe the better for you financially, but you may not have as in-depth a reading as you would have were you not trying to rush the reading on. Another thing I want to caution you against, because I'm in several groups and I hear this from many of the readers working these hotlines, is that a lot of the places offer like the first 3 minutes free, and then, you know, it's a pay by the minute afterwards. Please don't call in and get your first 3 minutes free and hang up on these people. That's just downright crappy. Because now you've gotten 3 minutes of free from a reader, and they've gotten nothing. They get no compensation. If you call in, I don't know, if it's Keen or wherever you call in and do this to readers, the readers don't get any compensation for answering the call or answering the chat. If you're going to dip out after, you know, you've gotten your 3 minutes of free. I'm asking you, please just have some common courtesy. If this is how you're going to choose your reader and get your readings, don't do that to readers, okay? Because they do have to put in their time and their energy, to help you. So that's my speech about that. So do your research. read reviews and talk to others who've used these different sites. You can get a great reading this way. You can also build a strong relationship with your reader if you're willing to work at it. Because it isn't face-to-face, you're going to have to work at building a relationship. It's the same, even if it was face-to-face, you'd have to work at building a relationship as a client. It's your responsibility to, excuse me, to also work at the relationship part of the reading. You may have to get a few readings before you find the right reader. Just remember that as well. And that's in any case. That's anywhere. My personal favorite way to get a reading is in person. It's also the way I do many of the readings for my clients. It just works out that way for me. I do offer readings, you know, via different video programs and whatnot, like Zoom and Facebook Messenger and stuff like that. But most of my readings are face-to-face in my office, and I really enjoy doing those. And it's also my favorite way to get a reading. So when you're choosing a reader for face-to-face reading, you're first going to decide, am I just looking for to be entertained, or do I want to develop a working relationship with this person? If you're getting a reading at an open-air event, like a carnival, or psychic fair, or a seller's event, you may not know the readers, and they may not be available after that event is over. Be sure to ask for contact information if you have a connection with a reader that you sit down with at one of these events. Makes it easier for you to follow up for a more in-depth reading later. Often when you're at these type of events, there's a time limit to how long your reading can be. Typically, it's about 15 minutes. Sometimes readers will go well over that. Other times, you know, you're going to get a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am type of reading. They throw some cards down, tell you some things, and move on. There isn't a lot of time for questioning what's in the reading, and they're just kind of giving you the information that's there right now. These are great places to meet a reader, and oftentimes you can find someone that you can work with as a long-term client reader relationship. If you're still looking and you haven't found the reader or the way you want to access the information available through tarot or other divination practices, you can find readers at local metaphysical shops, New Age bookstores, alternative healing centers, or pagan Wiccan type gatherings. You can find them at the local library. You can find them at the local coffee shop. You can find them, anywhere. If you're open to finding a reader, you'll start seeing either signs for psychics in, you know, on bulletin boards, or you'll see someone reading cards, like I said, at the local coffee shop, or in a bookstore, you'll see someone browsing the metaphysical section, or maybe even looking at tarot cards. So you're going to come up against people who are there, and you'll be able to start developing relationships that way. These aren't the only places to look for a reader, but they're a really great start. So remember also that finding a reader is often a lot like finding a carpenter or a tutor for your kids. Word of mouth and recommendations for others can be your best lead in finding a reader who fits not only your personality, but is talented and insightful. Again, remember, not all tarot readers are created equal. We're all at different levels. Some of us are specialists, some of us are not. We're generalists. It's no different than any other service industry. You want to make certain that you do your research, you talk to people who use the different readers in your area, and find out what their experience has been. The other consideration that I haven't really talked about here is the cost. There's a wide range of price points when it comes to getting a reading. You know, like I said, you can get on the psychic hotline and there's the first 3 minutes are free or whatever. And then you pay by minute after. Those are pretty good way to get started, but just please don't do the 3 minute hang up deal or 3 minute pop off a chat. It's just not cool for the reader. Just be mindful of that, you know. They're stepping in and offering you as much insight as they possibly can in the first 3 minutes, hoping that they're helping you, first of all, and second of all, they're trying to make a living too. The other thing is that, you know, depending on the area in which you live, the price of a reading can vary greatly. And it's kind of what the market will bear type of situation. I know in my area, readings, face-to-face readings are anywhere from $10 to, you know, a couple of $100s, depending on who you go sit with. And the price of the reading doesn't always indicate the quality of the reading, if that makes any sense. I personally don't do the $10 readings anymore, just because most people who are looking for a $10 reading, they're kind of into entertainment. I often do find that others who have the money to pay for a much more expensive reading may not be your best client. So there's that. And when it comes to being the client and knowing what your budget is, you've got to be able to afford the reader that you're sitting with first off. Please don't book a reading with someone that you can't really afford and that you have to make great sacrifices in order to get a reading. Don't not pay your phone bill so that you can get a reading. Don't choose to not buy groceries this week in order to get a reading. There's, you know, oftentimes we can be very helpful and can point you in the right directions, but you really shouldn't sacrifice your financial security to get a tarot reading. Make certain that all of your basic needs are met and that you're going out and finding a reader that you can afford and that can be of help to you. I hadn't intended to talk about that, but I find that there's people who, you know, they're living on very, very limited incomes and they'll come and spend their money on a reading. And then when the reading's over, I find out, you know, 3, 4, 5 days later, they haven't eaten because they chose to get the reading. I know it's their choice and all of that, but I want you to be mindful of your personal care. Yes, a reading can be a part of that, and it is your choice to go hungry or not, or whatever it is you do, but I'd prefer you didn't go hungry in order to get a reading. Those are my thoughts. Other readers will say I probably shouldn't have even brought that up, you know, but I think it's important. And going back to the pricing in an area, I mean, you can, it ranges. In my particular area, I think the median price is about $40, $35, $40 for about 30 minutes, sometimes longer. I mean, I'll sit with a client and do a reading until we get solid answers and have a good direction to go in. And, you know, typically that's about 30 minutes. Sometimes it can go up to about 45, but it depends. So there's that. Know what your budget is. Know what your situation is and what questions you have. Do some research. Find out about the readers in your area. Do some research online. Look for reviews. Look for blogs that are reviewing other readers. Go into the Facebook groups and see what other people have to say about different readers and their styles and their techniques and what their specialties are. And choose your reader from there. And like I said, don't discount the phone apps or whatever and online automated readings. Those are all great too. And they can help supplement your own reading practice, and they can also give you some quick insight when maybe you don't have time to go sit down with a reader, or, you know, maybe make a Zoom appointment with someone. So if you're looking for any of these type of things, hit your internet, talk to your friends, go to the local metaphysical store if there is one. You'll find who you're looking for. It's funny that way because it seems like, you know, you've heard the old saying, the when the student's ready, the teacher arrives or something like that. Same thing for readings. If you're looking for some insight, often the reader will show up unbeknownst to you. So, if you're looking for a reading with me, Madam Molly, stop by my Facebook page at Madam Molly's and message me. We can set up a face-to-face appointment at my office in Bisbee, or we can set up something through a video chat type program on our computers or phones, and we can get to this. And I'm willing to work with you in the evenings, and weekends are best. So if you're looking for a reading, and you're looking for a reading with me, look at Facebook at Madam Molly's. I'll talk to you all soon. Love y'all.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.